You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Whatamoolay, I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is NITV Radio. Coming up for you now, an interview with singer-songwriter Emma Donovan, who has just released her latest studio album, Crossover. The last time we saw an album released from Emma Donovan and the Putbacks was 6 years ago, back in 2014. So it's exciting Emma has released this new album, just as NAIDOC Week is upon us. Coming up in this podcast, you'll hear how Emma has been spending the last 4 years and creating, of course, her latest musical delights. Now, you've got a new album out, which is ever so exciting. I always get excited when I hear word that Emma Donovan is releasing a new album. Tell us all about it. It's called Crossover, and it's been described as defining a new flavour in the feast of Australian music.
Look, sis, I'm just happy that, you know, we got through this little, this time, or even, you know, the last 4 years for me has been a bit of a roller coaster, up and down with, you know, personal stuff. And this album is, I guess, you know, it's always, you know, happy. I'm happy and just excited to work with the Putbacks again. It's, it's our second collaborative album with them. Yeah.
Of course, you did collaborate with the Putbacks back in 2014 for the amazing album Dawn as well.
Yeah, and like I said, it's been a while, you know, like it's been nearly 6 years, and I just feel like, geez, where did all that time go? But it's here now, and it's kind of a milestone for me because a lot has happened, and, you know, coming out of a record like Dawn, we were really lucky with, you know, the work that we got, like the workload of gigs, you know. The only thing scary about releasing this album is the gigs, you know. Are we going to have any? But hopefully, you know, there's a few restrictions all slowly lifting now. So, you know, with luck on our side again, we might get a few gigs, you know, early next year.
We've been playing your single on the radio, Pink Skirt, which we absolutely love. Tell us about that single and why you wrote that song, sis.
Oh, look, I always wanted to write a song that had, you know, both myself and my daughter with Nan and Mum in it, you know. I was reared by a single mum, and, you know, I take on board, or I'm, you know, proud of my morals and, you know, what's been passed down to me through Nan and Mum, and more importantly, what I can give to my little ones now. So that song is about, I guess, the memories, just childhood memories. I want, you know, I remember picking up Nan with my brother and my dad at Central, you know, at the train station down there, and we'd run up on the platform looking for Nan, you know, and she had that pink skirt. So just little things like that. And they became a lot more clearer for me about, you know, wanting to write about, you know, these things that make up my childhood memories.
And I'm wondering, what was it like recording this album, Crossover, in lockdown, sis?
Well, we did most of all the tracking and my vocal parts just before the lockdown happened. So really, it was only the mixing and mastering that we still had to get done during lockdown. So we were pretty lucky. We missed that time. We've been sitting on this album for a while too, sis. So, like when we did the original, like, you know, writing or the demos for the album and arrangements and stuff, I spent bit of time coming back and forth because the Putbacks are in Melbourne. So, and I was up in Sydney, and I just kept going down. You know, we'd go down and I'd work a full week just on demos, and then I'd come home and, you know, let it rest, let it marinate, and I'd, you know, have other ideas for the next time that I'd go down. So, yeah, no, we were lucky that it was only just the core of the album was, the tracking was done.
One other single that I really love, which we are playing on the radio too, Emma, is your single track number 4 off the album. It's called Mob March. Tell me about how you wrote this song and why.
Look, I'm always inspired by our mob. I think that's what keeps me going as a songwriter, as, you know, somebody that wants to, you know, back our community and back, you know, what our mob are, you know, doing and what what keep us who we are, you know, strong people. When I wrote that song, it kind of, we had a little gig that I was asked to do through the New South Wales Aboriginal Land Council mob, and they were celebrating, you know, all the old fellas, you know, from the early days of the marches when, you know, stuff first started happening around Sydney, you know, right back to when, you know, they celebrated the Day of the Mourning, and, you know, that history. And so there was a lot of, you know, Redfern community or Sydney community that were involved in that. And I actually sang an acoustic gig that night with my guitarist from the Putbacks, Tommy Martin. And I said to him, "Bruz, I just want to write this song now." Like, you know, just some lyrics about, and I guess not just what's happened in the, you know, to kick us off or to the mob that paved the way for marches, but, you know, compared to the marches that happened today, everyone's on board, you know, and all the young fellas that lead it. I just, yeah, it blows me away. I have to write a song. I have to write a song about it.
Gotta love that. And of course, we are in NAIDOC Week, sis. While we have you here, I have to ask, what does NAIDOC Week mean to you?
Well, this year, you know, over all the years, NAIDOC is always, you know, meant, you know, just being proud and being confident about who I am as an Aboriginal woman. You know, my first NAIDOC celebrations when I first started singing, you know, they were important gigs and important times. I was only, you know, really young, you know, probably teenager. And I remember a lot of the ones around Woolloomooloo, all the NAIDOC events that, you know, used to happen. That was my first time that I, you know, got an opportunity to sing, you know, mob asking me to sing. So that was my contribution, you know, to NAIDOC and our culture. And you know, from what I've seen over the years up until right now with all the different themes that we have every year, I'm just, yeah, I'll always be that proud Goombanga woman, you know, and will always, yeah, feel strong around NAIDOC and feel extra proud.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.